I had some pretty fierce hand-to-hand combat with Rip and Snort, and I didn't figure they'd be real friendly if they caught me out there all by myself, half blind and helpless. I held my breath, hoping they'd pass. They came closer and closer. They were so busy singing and carrying on that I thought they'd miss me. But all at once the singing stopped. Silence. I could hear my heart thumping. A twig snapped close by. I heard them whispering. I turned my head around and looked into the sharp-nosed, yellow-eyed face of a coyote. Well, if it isn't, I'll be darned. How in the world are you, Snort? By George, it's great to see you boys again. They stared at me. Been a long time, hasn't it? I could tell they were thinking. How's the family? How's old Scrunch getting along? Just as ornery as ever, I'll bet. They were still thinking. Rip and Snort were never what you'd call rapid thinkers. How come Hunk out here alone? Alone? Well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, maybe it's not so obvious, huh?
Not so obvious.
I had a feeling that what I said here would be crucial to my survival. That's a lot of pressure, especially when you're in poor health. Well, fellers, I could tell you what I'm doing out here, but you wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's just the wildest, craziest thing you ever heard in your life. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Hear first, then decide.
It'll take special powers of belief, and unless you guys think you can handle it, I'd rather not go into it. They sat down.
Tell story.
I glanced over both shoulders and lowered my voice. Listen, I wouldn't be out here if this wasn't pretty darn special. I came alone because I didn't want anybody else to know about it. And if you should happen to pry this out of me, you got to promise three things. They traded glances.
What promises?
First off, you got to promise never to tell anybody about it. If news of this ever got out, well, it could be very serious. You promise never to tell?
We promise.
All right, second thing is, you've got to follow the directions exactly and to the letter. One little mistake could cause a catastrophe.